I feel honored to be saying a few words to you today, thinking of the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Belsen, and also thinking of Frank, with whom I feel a strong connection. We are contemporaries, our birthdays were a year apart. We both lived under Nazi rule at a very impressionable age. I always felt that in particular, because of the upbringing I had at home and at school, laid good foundations for me for life. I came from a Bundist Jewish socialist background that had the right values. Idealism and ideals never die. I hold them dear to my heart. They are still true for me now as they were for N. I'm no speaker, just an ordinary survivor of an unparalleled tragedy that befell our people. 70 years has passed since 1945. But for me, not a single day has gone by without me at some point reliving the pain and trauma. I don't wish it. I don't will it. It just comes and haunts me. 70 years on, and I still cannot come to terms with, let alone comprehend, but am forced to accept the total destruction of the world I knew and the life I was born into. I survived Auschwitz and Belsen. Sadly, and didn't. Reading her diary, I felt a kindred spirit, sharing the same values as mine. Tragically, Anne is not with us, but I, at 86, Anne, and I want to say how important it is to read her diary and the testimonies of survivors to tell the world what we went through and to make sure it never, ever happens again.